We have two readings this morning. The first is from John 1, verses 1 to 5 and verse 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. And the second reading is from 1 John, verses 1 to 3. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that as we celebrate your birth this morning, that you came that we may have life. We thank you for the life that is found in who you are, and we pray that you would inspire us afresh. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I don't know how you do presents in your household. Are you the kind of household that gives your family a list so that you know exactly what you're getting and you dare not deviate from the list? That's what you've asked for. That's what you'll get. Maybe you're much more spontaneous than that and you trust your friends and family to buy something you know that they know you would like and enjoy and appreciate. Maybe you're the kind of people who have a pile of presents or maybe just one special present. I don't know how you do it. But a few years ago, as a family, we came across a little poem which helped us when kind of helping our children to help decide what they might like and what they might want. And it's a very simple rhyme. You may have heard it before. Something I want, something I need, something to wear, and something to read. Very nice little kind of gathering so that they know they're going to get, hopefully, one of each of those things that just helps us as parents to help to know what to get. Now today, we're obviously remembering the birth of Jesus into the world. Emmanuel, God with us. And we know there's that wonderful cliche that every vicar uses across the country on this day, that Jesus is the greatest gift. Of course, that is true. It is more than just a cliche. It's an absolute truth. But I want to propose that Jesus is what we want, what we need, what we wear, and what we read. Firstly, he is what we want. Even though we may not know it ourselves, every single one of us has a longing within us. A longing for purpose, a longing for identity, a longing for acceptance, a longing for connection, a longing for relationship, a longing for life. And that longing can only ever be found in Jesus. We are left wanting in our lives until we find Jesus. He is the longing that we have. He is the answer to our longing. And we should have him at the top of the list of things we want this Christmas. And if you're here this morning and you don't want Jesus, maybe take it a step back further and you might find the prayer of Mother Teresa quite useful for today. Jesus, I don't want you, but help me to want you. Perhaps that could be your Christmas Day prayer today. Secondly, Jesus is what we need. He is everything we need, whether we know it or not. We are all in need of Jesus. We're all in need of who he is and what he offers to us. We are in need of being saved and rescued and set free. Set free from shame and guilt and pain and hurt and sin and all those things. And he has come. He was born into this world so that he could show us what we need in God the Father. And he is everything we need. I once spoke to somebody about Jesus and they said, "Is he not just a crux for you?" And I'd say, well, in some ways, it's not a bad thing if Jesus is someone you can lean on and depend on and rely on. But he's also so much more than that. He is our very need. He is exactly what we need. He is all we need. I went to Cameroon when I was 18 years old, and I remember meeting a family who were full of joy, even though they had nothing materially. They struggled every day to provide food for their family, yet they were people of joy. And when I asked them how it was they had such joy, they said, "We have Jesus, and he is more than enough. He is all we need." Thirdly, Jesus is what we wear. Now, that may seem like an unusual thing to say, but when you read Paul's letter to the Romans, he says, "Put on Christ. Walk in the ways of Christ. Live with Christ." A few weeks ago, I bought myself a new coat, and that new coat happens to have on it the logo of Brighton and Hove Albion. I have never nailed my colours to the mast as clearly as I have with my new coat. And already it sparks conversations, particularly if you happen to come across a Crystal Palace fan and they're very keen to have a conversation with you. But it is a case of sort of nailing my colours to the mast. The other day I had an Ashes interment and I thought, I'm not entirely sure that this coat is appropriate for that kind of thing. And then I realised my stole perfectly covers up both logos, so you don't even see it anyway. It's just a nice black coat. But I've nailed my colours to the mast now. There's no denying that I am a Brighton and Hove supporter when I go out into the streets. And that's the kind of thing that Paul is talking about when he's saying putting on Christ. Live your life in such a way that the world can see that Jesus has made a difference to you. Every single day we have the choice to put on humility and grace and mercy and peace and love, because they are the ways of Christ. Put on Christ. He is what we wear. And finally, he is what we read. As we've just heard from that amazing passage from John, to be honest, this morning we were praying that this service would be fresh, because we come to these things every year. We look at the same passages, we hear the same carols, sing the same carols. But that passage in John, I never get tired of hearing that. I never get tired of hearing that incredible truth that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This whole concept of creation, I think, is powerful for me. That when you imagine someone making something, you picture kind of God forming it and putting it together. But it says in the Bible, he spoke and it came into being. His Word is powerful. His Word is life-changing, life-transforming truth. And Jesus is that very Word. He is what we read. In his words are life and power and fullness and hope and joy and peace and forgiveness and grace. When he speaks, things happen. Lives are changed. He is our living Word. And then on top of that, he's given us the gift and the wonder of his Word for us to enjoy, to learn about him through it. He is what we read. Jesus is what we need, what we want, what we wear, and what we read. As Billy Graham's son puts it in a book of the same title, Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. He is what we truly long for. He is what we need. He is the greatest gift that you could possibly receive. I don't know if you are in the habit, like I am sometimes, and like I was with my coat 2 weeks ago, the kind of person who likes to buy a Christmas present from yourself from time to time. Well, if you are, there is no greater gift you could give to yourself than saying yes to Jesus, the one you want, the one you need, the one to wear, the one to read, today and always. Amen.